Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. And don't forget to leave a feedback on the voicemail. We really would like to know what you think about my shows, because we're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars. Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner, have wheels, will, too blessed to be stressed. Sorry about that. I'm thinking about he's got two businesses going on, so his motto is too blessed to be stressed. I also want to take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcasts each and every week. Like I said, we're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. I know Black History Month is over, but it was one person I really wanted to highlight that I didn't get an opportunity to highlight. So I'm going to do this person this week for you. And hopefully I'm praying that she become a mentor in my life. I followed her for a long time, and she's doing great things in this world. So my person of the week will be Miss Oprah Gail Winfrey. She was born on January 29, 1954. Her first name was spelled Oprah on her birth certificate after the biblical figure in the Book of Ruth. But people mispronounced it regular and Oprah stuck. She was born in Kosciusko, Mississippi. Sorry if I mispronounced that name, to an unmarried teenage mother. Her mother, Vinetta Lee, was a housemaid. Winfrey's biological father is usually noted as Vernon Winfrey, a coal miner turned barber, turned city councilman, who had been in the armed forces when she was born. However, Mississippi farmer and World War II veteran Noah Robinson Sr. has claimed to be her biological father. A genetic test in 2006 determined that her matrilineal line originated among the Capel ethnic groups in the area that is today Liberia. Her genetic makeup was determined to be 89% sub-Saharan African, 8% Native American, and 3% East Asian. However, given the imprecision of genetic testing, the East Asian markers may actually be Native American. After Winfrey's birth, her mother traveled north, and Winfrey spent her first 6 years living in rural poverty with her maternal grandmother, Hattie Mae Presley Lee. Her grandmother was so poor that Winfrey often wore dresses made of potato sacks, for which other children made fun of her. Her grandma taught her to read at the age of 3 and took her to the local church, where she was nicknamed the preacher for her ability to recite Bible verses. When Winfrey was a child, her grandmother was reportedly abusive. At 6 years old, Winfrey moved to an inner city neighborhood in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with her mother, who was less supportive and encouraging than her grandmother had been, largely as a result of the long hours she worked as a maid. Around this time, Lee had given birth to another daughter, Winfrey's younger half-sister, Patricia, who died of causes related to cocaine addiction in February 2003 at age 43. By 1962, Lee was having difficulty raising both daughters, so Winfrey was temporarily sent to live with Vernon in Nashville, Tennessee. While Winfrey was in Nashville, Lee gave birth to a third daughter, who was put up for adoption in hopes of easing the financial straits that had led to Lee's being on welfare, and was later also named Patricia. Winfrey did not know that she had a second half-sister until 2010. By the time Winfrey moved back with her mother, Lee had also given birth to Winfrey's half-brother, Jeffrey, who died of AIDS-related causes in 1989. At the age of 8, she was baptized in a Baptist church. Winfrey has stated she was molested by her cousin, uncle, and a family friend, starting when she was 9 years old. Something she first announced on a 1986 episode of her TV show regarding sexual abuse. When Winfrey discussed the alleged abuse with family members at age 24, they reportedly refused to believe her account. Winfrey once commented that she had chosen not to be a mother because she had not been mothered well. At age 13, after suffering what she described as years of abuse, Winfrey ran away from home. When she was 14, she became pregnant, but her son was born prematurely and died shortly after death. Winfrey later stated she felt betrayed by the family member who had sold the story of her son to the National Enquirer in 1990. Winfrey attended Lincoln High School in Milwaukee, but after early success in the Upward Bound program, was transferred to the affluent suburban Nicolet High School. Upon transferring, she said she was continuously reminded of her poverty as she rode the bus to school with fellow African Americans, some of whom were servants of her classmates' families. She began to rebel and steal money from her mom in an effort to keep up with her free spending peers. As a result, her mother once again sent her to live with Vernon in Nashville, although this time she did not take her back. Vernon was strict but encouraging and made her education a priority. Winfrey became an honor student, was voted most popular girl, and joined her high school speech team at East Nashville High School, placing second in the nation in dramatic interpretation. Winfrey's first job as a teenager was working at a local grocery store. At the age of 17, Winfrey won the Miss Black Tennessee Beauty Pageant. She also attracted the attention of the local black radio station, WVLO, which hired her to do the news part-time. She worked there during her senior year of high school in her first 2 years of college. She had won an oratorical contest, which secured her a full scholarship to Tennessee State University, a historically black institution where she studied communication. However, she did not deliver her final paper and received her degree until 1987, by which time she was a successful television personality. Whitney's career in media would not have surprised her grandmother, who once said that ever since Winfrey could talk, she was on stage. As a child, she played games interviewing her corn cob doll and the crows on the fence of her family's property. Winfrey later acknowledged her grandmother's influence, saying it was Hattie Mae who had encouraged her to speak in public and gave me a positive sense of myself. Winfrey currently lives on the promised land. Her 42-acre estate with ocean and mountain views in Monticelli, California. Winfrey also owns a house in La Vedette, New Jersey, an apartment in Chicago, an estate in Fisher Island, Florida, a ski house in Terrelude, Colorado, and properties on Maui, Hawaii, Antigua, and Orcas Island, Washington State. Born in rural poverty and raised by a mother dependent on government welfare payments in a poor urban neighborhood, Winfrey became a millionaire at the age of 32 when her talk show received national syndication. Winfrey negotiated ownership rights to the television program and started her own production company. At the age of 41, Winfrey had a net worth of $340 million and replaced Bill Cosby as the only African-American on the Forbes 400. By 2000, with a net worth of $800 million, Winfrey is believed to have been the richest African-American of the 20th century. There has been a course taught at the University of Illinois focusing on Winfrey's business acumen, namely History 298, Oprah Winfrey, the tycoon. Winfrey was the highest paid television entertainer in the United States in 2006. Earning an estimated $260 million during the year, five times the sum earned by a second place music executive, Simon Cowell. By 2008, her yearly income had increased to $275 million. Forbes list of the world's billionaires have listed Winfrey as the world's only black billionaire from 2004 to 2016, and as the first black woman billionaire in the world that was achieved in 2003. As of 2014, Winfrey had a net worth in excess of $2.9 billion and had overtaken former eBay CEO Meg Whitman as the richest self-made woman in America. Oprah was raised as a Baptist. In her early life, she would speak at local, mostly African-American congregations of the Southern Baptist Convention that were often deeply religious and familiar with such themes as evangelical protestantism, the black church, and being born again. She was quoted as saying, "I have church with myself. I have church walking down the street. I believe in God force that lives inside all of us, and once you tap into that, you can do anything." She also stated, "Doubt means don't. When you don't know what to do, do nothing until you know what to do. Because the doubt is your inner voice, or the voice of God, or whatever you choose to call it. It is your instinct trying to tell you something is off." That's how I have found myself to be led spiritually, because that's your spiritual voice saying to you, "Let's think about it." So when you don't know what to do, do nothing. Oprah has stated that she is a Christian, and her favorite Bible verse is Acts 17:28. Oprah attends the Potter's House Church, Dallas Service, and an evangelical church. In 2000, she was awarded the Spingarm Medal from the NAACP. In 2002, Christianity Today published an article called The Church of O, in which they concluded that Winfrey had emerged as an influential spiritual leader. Since 1994, when she abandoned traditionally talk show fare for more edifying content, and 1998, when she began Change Your Life TV. Oprah's most significant role has become that of a spiritual leader. To her audience of more than 22 million, mostly female viewers, she has become a postmodern priestess, an icon of church-free spirituality. The sentiment was echoed by Marsha Z. Nelson in her book, The Gospel According to Oprah. Since the mid-1990s, Winfrey's show has emphasized uplifting and inspirational topics and themes, and some viewers say the show has motivated them to perform acts of altruism, such as helping Congolese women and billing an orphanage. A scientific study by psychological scientists at the University of Cambridge, University of Plymouth, and the University of California used an uplifting clip from the Oprah Winfrey Show in an experiment that discovered that walking the uplifting cliff caused subjects to become twice as helpful as subjects assigned to watch a British comedy or nature documentary. In 1998, Winfrey began an ongoing conversation with Gary Zukavec, an American spiritual leader who appeared on her television show 35 times. Winfrey has said she keeps a copy of Zukavec's The Seed of the Soul at her bedside, a book that she says is one of her all-time favorites. On the season premiere of Winfrey's 13th season, Roseanne Barr told Winfrey, You're the African mother goddess of us all, inspiring much enthusiasm from the studio audience. The animated series Futurama allude to her spiritual influence by suggesting that Oprahism is a mainstream religion in 3000 AD. 12 days after the September 11 attacks, New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani asked Oprah to serve as host of a Prayer for America service at New York City's Yankee Stadium, which was attended by former President Bill Clinton and New York Senator Hillary Clinton. Leading up to the U.S.-led 2001 invasion of Afghanistan, less than a month after the September 11 attacks, Winfrey aired a controversial show called Islam 101, in which she portrayed Islam as a religion of peace, calling it the most misunderstood of the three major religions. In 2002, George W. Bush invited Winfrey to join a U.S. delegation that included advisor Karen Hughes and Condoleezza Rice, planning to go to Afghanistan to celebrate the return of Afghan girls to school. The Oprah strategy was designed to portray the war on terror in a positive light. However, when Winfrey refused to participate, the trip was postponed. Leading up to the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, Winfrey's show received criticism for allegedly having an anti-war bias. Ben Shapiro of townhall.com wrote, "Oprah Winfrey is the most powerful woman in America. She decides what makes the New York Times bestseller list. Her touchy-feely style sucks in audiences at the rate of 14 million viewers per day. But Oprah is far more than a cultural force. She's a dangerous political force as well. A woman with unpredictable and mercurial attitudes toward the major issues of the day. In 2006, Winfrey recalled such controversies. I once did a show titled, Is War the Only Answer? In the history of my career, I've never received more hate mail, like go back to Africa hate mail. I was accused of being un-American for even raising the question. Filmmaker Michael Moore came to Oprah's defense, praising her for showing anti-war footage no other media would show, and begging her to run for president. A February 2003 series in which Winfrey showed clips from people all over the world asking Americans not to go to war was interpreted in several East Coast markets by network broadcasts of a press conference in which President George W. Bush and Colin Powell summarized the case for war. In 2007, Winfrey began to endorse the self-help program, The Secret. The Secret claims that people can change their lives through positive thoughts or vibrations, which will then cause them to attract more positive vibrations that result in good things happening to them. Peter Birkenhead of Salon Magazine argued that this idea of pseudoscience and psychological damaging as it trivializes important decisions and promote a quick-fix material culture and suggests Winfrey's promotion of it is irresponsible given her influence. In 2007, skeptics and magician James Randi accused Winfrey of being deliberately deceptive and uncritical in how she handles paranormal claims on her show. In 2008, Winfrey endorsed author and spiritual teacher Eckhart Tolle in his book, A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose, which sold several million extra copies after being selected for her book club. During a webinar class in which she promoted the book, Winfrey stated, God is a feeling experience and not a believing experience. If your religion is a believing experience, then truly that's not God. Frank Pastore, a Christian radio talk show host on KKLA, was among the many Christian leaders who criticized Winfrey's views, saying, if she's a Christian, she's an ignorant one because Christianity is incompatible with New Age thought. Winfrey was named the 2008 Person of the Year by animal rights group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals for using her fame and listening audience to help the less fortunate, including animals. PETA praised Winfrey for using her talk show to uncover horrific cases of cruelty to animals in puppy mills and on factory farms, and Winfrey even used the show to highlight the cruelty-free vegan diet that she had tried. In 2009, Winfrey filmed a series of interviews in Denmark highlighting its citizens as the happiest people in the world. In 2010, Bill O'Reilly of Fox News criticized these shows for promoting a left-wing society. Following the launch of the Super Soul Sunday and Super Soul Session programs on Harpo Productions, Super Soul TV, in 2016, Winfrey selected 100 people for the Super Soul 100 list of innovators and visionaries who are aligned on a mission to move humanity forward. On using the N-word, Winfrey said, "You cannot be my friend and use that word around me." I always think of the people who heard that as their last word as they were hanging from a tree. My last guest, Miss Oprah Winfrey, has an awesome, awesome life. She showed you through her life your beginning doesn't have to end negatively. You can definitely turn your life around from your past. The past does not dictate your future, and Miss Oprah Winfrey is a living witness to that. So one of the nuggets she said, you know, she got baptized very early. So that was her first step. She put God first in her life. Through all the abuse she went through, I can imagine she prayed many a nights and cried many a nights trying to figure out why this was happening to her. But she went on to conquer those storms. You have to conquer your storms through the word of God, because he is the only one that can help you through any situations. You can do nothing without God. So don't ever think you are placed on this earth to take control of your life, because you are not. God is in control of everything on this earth. So, Miss Oprah Winfrey, hats goes out to you. She's living an abundant, abundant life. First black African-American billionaire by the Forbes 400 magazine. I am so, so proud of you, my sister. And keep the good work up. Let people know that life can be turned around if you believe and trust in God. Broadcasting from Bersani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bersani Radio app. We're live from New York City, talking about in and everything. Also, leave me a feedback on the voice on my voicemail and let me know how these nuggets are helping you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owners. Too blessed to be stressed. Also, don't forget to go to lindamonroe.com. Order my book, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. And I really, really want to thank you, thank you, thank you, all of my listeners, for listening to my broadcast each and every week. All is well. God loves you, and so do I. Be blessed, and stay tuned next week, same time, same station, to the Linda Monroe Show.
Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bersani Radio app, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.